Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris Norton. And I just want to say that I'm very sexy. I have a really good body, and women think that my sexuality is, women really like it. Also, I want to say that I'm just a made-up character, that Phil Hendry does my voice along with about 25 other voices on this show. He's the voice of all the guests, and that's how good he is. So everybody else can, you know, pound sand.
Phil Hendry Show here, and, well, the gas prices, man, they're going up. Would you pay, Mike, $2.09? $2.09, and Maria was freaking out today. She said to me that she paid $2.05. You guys are, like, way behind the times, man. I paid $2 and a penny here Tuesday when I filled the tank of my car. And so the gas prices are going up, and they're probably going to stay high through the summer and who knows what else. And I remember I said, well, isn't this why we fought the Gulf War, so we could just go down there and tell all those sheiks that we want gas and oil for free? And I don't know. We did get, a press release here from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police force operating in the South Bay. And they are going to be engaging this weekend in emergency fuel recovery. And I want to find out a little bit about that. We'll talk to Jay Santos, who is a brigadier general with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police force, General Santos.
That's correct, Phil. The Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed in 1995 by Major Elvis Newton as an adjunct to the police work that is done by local municipal police agencies. So what we do is assist the police in crowd control, safety, security, traffic control, and in some instances assist them in apprehending people who are perhaps disturbing the peace or engaged in some activity that is non-investigative.
All right, that's fine. I'm not sure I understand all of that, but you guys are doing emergency fuel recovery. Tell me about that.
Well, as a courtesy, we are letting motorists know that we may engage in emergency fuel recovery.
Well, what is that?
Well, as a volunteer police force, we exist through the provision of our own money and through the sale of raffle tickets for various prizes that we give away. We do get a lot of money through our raffles. But as a public service, in order to fuel our vehicles, we have a fleet of 10 Suburban vehicles that are also our family cars. We do need to engage in a limited fuel recovery. We have a flare drop we're going to be doing this weekend, so we'll probably be doing some fuel recovery this week.
Yeah, but I want to know what a fuel recovery is.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. In a nutshell, our officers are equipped with siphon hoses, and we do a limited fuel siphon recovery on cars not in use. You'll know that as a Citizens Auxiliary Police Officer, some people have called us and wanted to know, how do we know it's a Citizens Police Auxiliary Police Officer? We do wear the blue armband and the white safari-style pith helmet that all our officers wear, so please understand and do not interfere.
All right, let me get this straight so I know. You guys are going to be doing emergency fuel recovery, which means you're going to be siphoning gas from parked cars?
That is a emergency fuel recovery given the price of gasoline. That is correct.
Because you don't have enough funds in the coffers of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to pay for gasoline?
We have a limited resource, yes, sir. Now, we are a volunteer police. One of the things you need to understand, I think your listeners need to sort of get this and get it good, is that we are a volunteer police agency. We do not take tax dollars. We are completely separate from any tax dollars. Okay, so when you want to start criticizing,
no, I appreciate that you operate through your own monies and through this raffle. You have a raffle?
We do sell our raffle tickets. As a matter of fact, we were at the Duomo Fashion Plaza this past week selling raffle tickets for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We will also be out at the Fashion Square in Arcadia this weekend.
But you're going to be siphoning gasoline because you guys cannot afford to buy your own gasoline. Why can't I do that?
Because we are a volunteer police agency, we do have a limited constitutional power of citizens' arrest. What we do, Phil, is a public service in that we are out protecting property. We are out protecting lives. What we like to say at Citizens Auxiliary Police, it's all about saving lives. And
all right, just so people know, Jay, you're going to be out siphoning some tanks of some cars. Some motorists are bound to be very shocked walking into the parking lot and seeing you do that. Can you tell us?
Well, if a motorist approaches our officers, they're trained and instructed to say, fuel recovery is in process, please stand clear. We ask the motorists then to stand clear.
And if people say that they don't want you taking their gas?
Well, if the motorist persists or otherwise interferes with the officer, we do take action, and we do have some methods.
What are your methods?
Well, those methods include restraining. We do restrain.
You mentioned that you use the Chinese finger cuff, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, that's a very interesting device. Is that the device that you get in magic shops?
That is a mesh cylinder that if you put the two fingers into it, you cannot pull it. Yes, it tightens up. It is a very safe device.
That's the one that I was thinking of. It's a mesh cylinder. You put the two fingers in, and then when you try to pull apart...
It tightens up on you. That is correct. We will use that as a restraining device. Of course, we will do a simple diversion. We point at something that isn't there. You look. We can restrain you then.
All right. Our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So you're basically going out and taking people's gasoline this weekend because of the high price of gas.
Well, that we do, the work we do, Phil, is to enable the safety. We save lives. That's what it's all about, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. And so with the price of gasoline, with the limited supply of gasoline, with the fact that what we do is save lives, yes, naturally, we do feel that we have a proprietary interest in the gasoline that you've got in your car. And
well, what gives you the right to take the gas?
Police officers still often are given free things. And the point of this is, what you have the gasoline, and I need the gasoline. What are you doing? And I can ask you, for instance, Philip.
Well, what if I'm going to work?
Well, you wouldn't be parked if you're going to work. And we're not going to be going anyplace where people work. What we're going to be doing is going to malls where you see a lot of people who go in and they're going shopping and a lot of leisure driving, a lot of unnecessary leisure driving. We will do emergency fuel recovery on those gas tanks. Now,
if you go into a fashion mall or into a shopping plaza or something, and you start siphoning gas out of a car, how do you know that that isn't the car of somebody who works in the mall?
Because obviously the officers are observing the people that are getting out of the car. You can tell someone who is a worker as opposed to someone who's going in to buy. Generally, the people are going in to buy. They look like they're shopping. They've got their handbags. They've got that sort of look that shoppers in malls have, and it's kind of interesting. If you do the line of work that I do, you recognize people and you see what they're all about. The people who go into malls to shop or leisurely strolling in, a lot of them are Asian, especially out in the Arcadia area. You see a lot of leisurely strolling Asians. Probably it's safe to go ahead and hit that gas tank.
Are you telling them that you're siphoning the gas? Are you like?
No, Phil. It's not necessary unless we take all the gas, which we would never do. So police officers are given free donuts, they get free meals, there is an extension of that. And one of the things we like to say is, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. If you let us take the gas, it's more likely that probably we'll, take a peek around your neighborhood more often and keep you safe.
And you're putting people in Chinese finger cuffs.
The Chinese finger cuff is a very safe restraining device. But the point that I think I want to get across to you, and the reason why we did send out our press release, Phil, is to let everybody know that we will be out there. If we are forced to siphon gas from your car for emergency police use, we will not be doing this without. We won't be taking the whole tank of gas.
All right, so because I imagine there's going to be a lot of people worried that they're not going to have a tank of gas left.
We would never do that. No, we siphon what we need. We can go from car to car.
There are a lot of people with locking gas caps too.
That's a little bit of a problem. Depending, we may have to pop the cap. And
you would take the locking cap off. You can damage the tank if you do, because those things are on.
No, we can pop the lock on that, and we would do that only as a last resort. So I just want I'll let people know about that. Have a wonderful weekend. If you do see the blue armband and you see us siphoning gas from your tank, we do have a right, because we are Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives. Please do not interfere. We'd rather part as friends, not as, you know how that goes. If you interfere with our officers, you know how the rest of it goes.
Okay, Jay, hold a line here for just a second. 1-800-449-8686, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You heard him. This weekend, they're going to be doing emergency fuel recovery, which means essentially they're going to be siphoning gas from parked cars because the price of gas is so high that the CAP can't afford to fuel their own trucks. He says as a public, as a volunteer police force doing a public service, they're entitled to the gasoline, although they will not take gas from workers' cars. They'll take gas from people who are strolling into shop. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, the question, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is with me. The question is, Jay, you know, you guys are a volunteer police force. You're siphoning gasoline from other people. Why don't you just buy it?
Phil, we don't have the money to buy the gas.
Well, then you don't have gasoline.
If we don't have gasoline, then we obviously don't have the ability to patrol. And if we don't have the ability to patrol due to lack of gas, we can all look forward to the possibility of an unruly city. You know how it is on the weekend. We approach the summer, teens, a lot of our teens, great young kids. I love a lot of our young teens are great kids, but they will break curfew, possible rioting too. Flooding is also a possibility. So these are things that we have to look into. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's so much to ask for a Citizens Auxiliary Police officer to approach a vehicle, siphon a little bit of gas that he needs so he can go out and do the thing we need to do. It's about saving lives. And
I know, it's about saving lives, but it's also about taking gas. People are going to say that this is stealing.
Well, it is not, sir, and I resent that. I'm a police officer.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I don't care who this guy is. He's crazy, Kurt.
1-800-449-8686. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I can't believe what I'm hearing out of this guy. You know, I drive a truck with heavy equipment, and I rely on my gas to eat. You know, if I don't have gas,
you rely on your gas to eat. I didn't say I was going to take all your gas. I guess you weren't listening very carefully. I didn't say I was going to take all your gas.
What kind of service are you doing, huh?
I'm
going to be cop. That's all you are. You're nothing.
I patrol the area.
You put me in that Chinese thing.
Okay, look, slow down, off. Mike.
I'll kill you.
Mike.
You treat me like
hey! Dump this guy. Dump it. Can I just say something right now? Can we get control over these callers? Who is that idiot? If they call in with a crap can car phone, I don't want them on the air, okay? Did you hear that guy's car phone? Well, was he like that when he was talking to you? Oh, all of a sudden it got bad when it got on the air. I couldn't understand a word that guy was saying. Okay, now where am I going? Jay, you there? Okay, now I lost the... Jay, you there?
I'm right here, Phil. Probably a lot of times you get wind blowing.
I know it's wind. I know exactly what's going on. Don't worry about it. Okay, you can hear how angry that guy was, right?
You know something? We are out saving lives, and that guy says he needs his truck to eat. I'm not taking so much gas that he can't go anywhere. But I'll tell you something right now, and I want to make this very clear, Phil. If anybody out there, any of your listeners, threatens me or threatens one of our officers, we will restrain them. We will use either the three-step takedown. We can use the Chinese finger cuffs. I can play it any way you want to play it. But I've heard people threaten me, and I'll tell you right now, I will take them down with a three-step takedown.
Well, I don't know what a three-step takedown is.
I can guarantee you don't want to find out.
So if I come up to you and I say to you, I don't want you taking gas out of my car...
I could put you down.
Here is Robin on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My deal is I'll give the shirt off my back to anybody that asks for it. But if I catch anybody getting something out of my vehicle, in uniform or not, they better need more than a finger cuff, and they better be more than one officer there.
Well, I can guarantee you there will be, sir.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. If somebody asks me, I'll come down there and donate a tank of gas.
Why should I ask you? Are you around?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if the people come up, but you just don't drive up and take something. I mean, next thing you know,
if you're not there, who am I supposed to ask?
Okay, if you got a flat tire, you going to take my tire?
If you're not there, who am I supposed to ask?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's people around that will ask.
I don't know who to ask.
Why can't you wait until the guy comes out of wherever he is and ask him then?
Because we are on call. There's obviously some calls we have to respond to.
You said yourself, you sit there and watch them walk in the mall, catch them before they go in.
Well, you know something, sir? One of the things about people, if you say, could I get a tank of gas, they may say no. If they say no, then we have to wait for them to get inside before we can go.
And so, in other words, they say no, and you're taking it anyway.
That is one of the needs that we have. That
See, and that's the same thing.
The
so
gas
can
we
I come
take
get
will
you?
Only be used in official CAP Suburbans that also double as personal transportation. Unfortunately, we do have to use some of the gas for our personal transportation. And
so, in other words, you siphon gas out of a guy's car, and your wife may...
Phil, we are in the middle of the approach to a long, hot summer. And we got to make sure we are saving lives. Every step of the way trying to save lives.
You're saving lives by... Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Connie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am outraged, and I've got quite a few thoughts. One, maybe you should be a little bit more organized, put on car washes or whatever to earn money so you can pay for the
car
gas.
We do sell raffles, and we are able to augment our finances with a raffle ticket. But because of the price of gas, it's way expensive, and that's why we have to do emergency fuel recovery.
Well, that's ridiculous. You need to do more car washes. I used to be an advisor.
I don't do car washes. We do a raffle. We don't do car washes.
Well, then
okay?
Go wash cars. Apparently,
well, we don't
the
do
raffle's
car
not bringing enough money.
Why should I do that when all we have to do is just use emergency fuel recovery? That's not stealing. We don't see it stealing.
Well, you're not organized, and you fill up your tank.
I can't understand you. Do you have a problem with your ears or something? Or?
What did you say to her?
Wrong with my ears?
Yeah, you're something wrong with your horns. You're yelling in. What are you doing?
I had throat cancer, so I sound nasal.
You do what?
I had throat cancer, non-smoker, non-drinker, and now I sound nasal. So maybe that's what you're hearing.
You had hand cancer.
Throat cancer. Not hand cancer.
Throat cancer. Never smoked a cigarette in my life. So now I ended up sounding nasal.
That's
rough. If you have a problem with that, you're very rude.
Well, you know, I couldn't understand... I'm sorry.
Well, you ought to be sorry. You're a real wiseacre.
Well, look,
yes,
Connie.
You are.
I'm what?
You
Yellow?
Know what he said. You
can understand.
Well, no, I've got a problem with my ear. What I'm trying to do is say, you know, anything you got to say to me, you can say to me. Go ahead.
No, what I think you should do is plan your day better, fill up your gas tank, and then even if you have to troll around all night, that should last you, and then at midnight... Ask somebody at a gas station for money to buy gas.
Okay, I got about half of that, Phil. I didn't understand it.
Oh, I understood her fine.
He did, too.
What?
And maybe we should stop with the tax.
Okay, yeah, knock it off, all right? And Connie, your point is, look, if you guys don't have...
Right now, Phil, I don't know what the price of gas is where you live, Connie, but where we live, it's $2.10 a gallon. Citizens Auxiliary Police...
I filled up with $1.38.
The what?
I filled up with $1.38.
$1.38?
A gallon.
Where did you get that?
At Costco.
Costco where, dear?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay, Connie. Tell you what we'll do. We'll drive 3,000 miles across the country and fill our tanks up in Atlanta. Oh, boy.
Well, she's saying that the price is not that much.
I'm just telling you what we have to do.
All right, Connie. Look, thanks very much.
The guy's an idiot. Sorry, I listened.
Hey, Connie.
Okay, never mind. She had throat cancer. She already told you what was wrong with her. Okay, here's the thing, Jay, that you have to understand.
Okay, let me get this off my chest. I think I've been spoken to. I think I've been called an idiot just enough times. I get called one more name, and I will need to take down some of the names of the people that are calling your program.
And do what?
I have to enter them in our computer, because if I'm going to be abused, called names, otherwise threatened, Citizens Auxiliary Police need to know about that. I am not right now on patrol. I am wearing a blue armband, and I do have my pith helmet on, even though I'm in my bare feet because I'm taking a break. But I am in uniform, and I will not be spoken to that way.
All right, hold on for a minute, and I apologize. 1-800-449-8686. This is Phil Hendry with Jay Santos. We'll be back.
1-800-449-8686. Now here's Phil.
With Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency, they say they're going to begin emergency fuel recovery this weekend, which basically means you're siphoning gas out of people's tanks to put into your police vehicles because $2.10 a gallon is too much to pay. And my question for you is this. There's a lot of people who call this theft. A lot of people have...
Phil, first of all, we are a volunteer police agency. Let me tell you something right now. You know, I've heard all of these accusations that we're thieves and this kind of thing. Volunteer police agency? You call a man that wears the blue armband of the Citizens Auxiliary Police a thief? Let me tell you something. If we don't have gasoline for those vehicles, which are the 10 Suburban Patrol vehicles that are also used by our wives during the week, but on the weekends we rotate those in terms of use in a Bermuda shorts and a pith helmet. And if you do not allow us access to fuel recovery, then how'd you like it then if someone just breaks into your house?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
That means we won't be available for patrol. And I would really hate to think, you know, a very dear friend of mine, a next-door neighbor of mine, Dan Rothman, his daughter just got a beautiful new puppy, a beautiful golden retriever puppy. And I'll tell you something right now, Phil. I'd hate to think because we cannot patrol for lack of fuel because we have people out there who think that that fuel belongs to them. And then all of a sudden her puppy gets beaten to death. I would hate to come home, see that puppy beaten to death or have its head all smashed in because we were not allowed to.
Oh, God, man. I mean, the porch at your pan. What do you mean they think it's their gas? It is their gas.
That fuel technically is a resource of the United States government. And I'm sure you want your 16-year-old daughter to come home knocked up. Is that what you want, Phil? Is that
well, what are you guys going to do about that? You going to keep that from happening to her?
You don't want to patrol. And
boy, you know something, man? You guys are like Superman. You're everywhere, huh? What about the regular police? That's the question I have. Here is Dave on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, so I'm wondering about the regular police, too. What I'm wondering is if this area does not have enough of a police force, then there is a civic problem that needs to be addressed by the
city. We are addressing that. Wherever the police are having a problem, we help them.
Who is this, Phil, or is this Jim?
This is Jim, Jay okay. Santos, sir, okay? And wherever, okay. Wherever the police are having a problem, then we're able to certainly augment their force.
Yeah, look, I've been hearing you. Okay, how about not interrupting me for a second?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions I've already answered.
What I'm saying is, you make the point, how would we like it if someone broke into our house? Well, if they're wearing a blue armband, I'm not going to like it any more than if they're not.
And I'm not breaking into your house. I'm saying if we don't have gasoline for our patrol trucks,
my
someone is going to come in and
beat
your dog to death, okay?
My personal property extends from my house to my car.
Do you have a dog?
My personal property is sacrosanct.
Do you have a dog?
It's irrelevant.
Well, so you want to see your dog beaten to death.
It's an irrelevant point. You're making this point that you can justify taking my gas.
Stand by.
Because
2523.
Might get beaten to death.
Your dog may get beaten to death because we can't patrol.
The fact is that you are a self-appointed guy with an armband. You have no
problem
siphoning gas out of my tank. Then I have to don a blue armband and go siphon someone else's gas. Your wife is going to be driving on my gas in your truck. You said that yourself.
I said
that
what?
That is not right. I don't know how you can possibly believe you can justify that sort of
what
thing.
What I'm trying to say is, so that we can patrol, we are recovering fuel that was purchased from a foreign entity. That fuel was refined from oil purchased from a foreign entity.
Man, you have made some of the most ludicrous connections.
Wait a minute. Are you saying, in other
reason,
words? Yeah. Are you saying,
that,
in other words?
I paid for that oil.
Statement.
How do you figure you paid for his gas?
Because my tax dollars paid for the United States Army that went into the Arabia area there and
you know what?
Kicked their ass.
I was there.
Okay.
I was there.
Oh, I paid.
So I don't want to hear.
I paid for your.
That.
I paid your salary, pal. While you're over there.
You
okay?
know what? I paid my own salary.
Where? What job are you doing?
Man, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
What I'm saying
right, look,
is
working
that
in
you
the carpool
have
doesn't
your right
because you were a chef.
Take anybody's gas. And another thing,
you're working in the
that
carpool.
I absolutely must address
and working
is
in
how
the carpool.
Can you dare say that you're going to take people's names and compile a list, a database.
Well,
what
I got your
this?
Name. What's yours?
Gestapo.
What's
what
yours?
Are you gonna put, do I need to wear a yellow star now?
What's your name?
It doesn't matter.
Scared, huh?
It's absolutely irrelevant.
Scared, huh?
It is relevant.
All right, okay, all right, Dave. Let's move on here. Carl, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'll tell you what, you bet that guy'd get the finger cuffs for sure. There's no doubt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, like, I believe his name's Jay. I'd like him to announce exactly whereabouts he and his cohorts are operating at so that the local law enforcement would be well aware of his theft and vandalism that he's proposing.
Theft and vandalism.
Theft and vandalism
I do not think you have full fuel recovery.
Personal property of someone else.
Personal property, one thing, but full fuel recovery in an emergency situation.
No, no, no.
We've got teenagers.
Are paying for that fuel out of their pocket. It is their personal.
Well, sir,
property.
I don't know where you live, but I don't know whether you have teenagers in the town you live in. But we've got them.
It makes no difference.
They're all over here. And they swarm out on weekends.
Where are you?
I am in the Southern California portion.
Exactly. Well, we need to let the local law enforcement agency know so you can spend your time
in the
Gray Bar Hotel.
Third and Elm. You got that, cowboy?
Third and Elm in what city?
Flowerville. Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, see, all of a sudden you're a geography expert, too? Is that what you are? Are you a cartographer, too?
Sure, you carry a license or a commission or
where is Flowerville?
From the state of California or local county?
I'm a duly appointed ossifer of the.
By who? What authority?
Well, who are you to ask me these questions? By what authority do you ask me?
I am an interested citizen, sir.
Look, at the fuel in your gas took stops your wife from getting... Okay.
Now...
Excuse me, sir.
What?
You have obviously read the book of Mr. Marx and Mr. Lenin, because everything you're spouting is exactly out of theirs.
Oh, get off that kick, Carl. Communism—that's yesterday's news. Okay. Look, we all of us can join hands.
No, you are totally wrong.
We can join hands
in violation
of
the statutes of the state of California.
Are you married?
As the other 50 states.
Look, Clint.
It makes no difference what you are doing with that fuel that you are stealing.
Okay, if I don't get that gas, I don't get that gas, your wife gets buggered.
What?
Vandalizing the vehicle.
This guy's wife's going to get buggered publicly if I don't get that gasoline, okay?
I can say, watch it, okay? Well, you deserve to be arrested by your local law enforcement
all
agency,
right, fine, police, and go watch another rerun of Lawless Years.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot. Here is, I was getting tired of that guy.
Those people are...
Yes, you shut up. 1-800-449... Will you turn that radio down?
Stand by.
Yeah, okay. Here is Jamie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Question: since you said the vehicles are being used for personal use, do you pay for the gas that you're using for your personal use?
Okay, Jamie, we've
or is that part of the gas that you're stealing out of everybody's car?
Okay, he's already answered that question. Anything else?
I didn't hear
the
response.
I don't think you screen your calls for you. I think I've already answered that question.
I told her that.
Well, let me just say I've already answered your question, Jamie.
I wasn't told the answer. I was told to hang on and to get to my point.
Were you listening?
Yes, I was listening,
but
I wasn't told the answer.
I did answer it.
What is the answer?
I already said the answer, Jamie.
What is it?
Oh, you weren't listening? Maybe you ought to pay a little bit more attention there.
I was listening, and
because
the host
our
told
officers
me to get to
probably,
the point and ask
see,
my question.
You're the kind
so
of person,
question,
you're the
so
kind of person
you
whose
it?
Car we could probably siphon some gas from because you're not paying much attention to it.
Okay. Why don't you answer my question? What is your problem?
I answered the question, Jamie, and apparently you were... putting in a new tampon or...
Okay, that does it. I don't want any more of those comments, all right? That's the kind of thing...
Well, she's not listening to me.
But that kind of comment is beyond decency.
Well, what was she doing?
What
are you doing?
I have a comment here. He needs to be reported because that is absolutely ridiculous.
What kind
of car? If he is a volunteer of the...
I'm a citizen's auxiliary of the police.
You can turn him in for something as jackass as that.
Well, we could siphon while you're driving if you don't watch it.
How do you siphon while
he has no right to talk to anybody that way. That man needs to be taken off of that volunteer force. He has no right. He thinks, and he needs to be taken off of there.
Oh, now, wait a second. I'm a brigadier general with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
I don't give a crap who
you are.
You have no right to talk to anybody the way you just did.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Wait a second. Hold on for a minute. Major Elvis Newton duly commissioned me as a brigadier general. Now, if you can find a higher-ranking officer who can then decommission me.
What do you mean, decommission you?
Anybody can be kicked off of Fourth for rudeness and for being such an idiot.
You were the one who was yelling at me, okay? All I'm saying is,
I ask you a simple question, and no, I didn't hear it because the host told me that he agreed with me. He wanted to know the answer, so I asked
what
my
is,
question.
I don't even,
all
I forgot.
Did was ask a question. You're so rude. You're so pompous, but you can't answer that question because you're so perfect.
What was
so
the
why
question?
Why don't you shut your rude mouth and just answer the question?
What's the question? What's the question?
I ask, if they're using it for personal use, do they replace that gas? Yes or no?
Wait a minute. Don't play the music. Answer the question.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call.
Did you answer a question?
I already did.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Are the citizens auxiliary police?
Stories of the men whose training, skill, and have enforced and preserved our state laws.
Oh, yeah, I love that part.
You're sick, and I'm going to have you arrested.
Stand by.
Oh, shut up. Fill in. Phil Hendry Show.
(1-800-449-8686). Now here's Phil.
That would be Phil Hendry.
And now it's time for Ghost to Ghost with Art Bell. And the same sorry ABBA song. If you're calling from... Oh, if you're just calling, here's the number. 1-800-ART.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and good morning, everyone, coast to coast. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. And even though we have survived the Y2K millennium, even though we've survived the turn of the millennium so far unscathed, we certainly must remain vigilant to the possibilities that civilization could collapse in an orgy of urban rioting and violence. How to address the impracticalities of surviving the 21st century? Next, we'll have with us, of course, our return guest, General Johnson Jameson. But first, this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, if you're listening to this show, the chances are decent you'll wind up burning in hell. Well, you may go to hell, but you don't have to burn. Not with the new Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Asbestos Hell Suit. The fires of hell never felt so refreshing when you stroll through the furnace gates of the underworld in your Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Asbestos Hell Suit. Your friends in hell will say, wow, how is it Bob looks so cool and relaxed while we suffer the torments of the eternally damned? Well, it's the new Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Hell Suit. The next time someone says, go to hell, you'll say gladly in my Peenemann Enterprises Devil Be Gone Asbestos Hell Suit. New from Peenemann Enterprises. General Johnson Jameson is my guest. And we're talking about food storage and food consumption, General. Should we need to go into survival mode here in the 21st century? And I know, of course, it's still a very great possibility.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Art. We could... Y2K can still happen.
How do you figure that?
Well, this is what year now? 2001, and there may be a... If it clicks over to 2002, I hope it doesn't get to 2002. Two is the zero, not a problem, but two, that's...
So we could have urban rioting.
We could still have... Yeah, the whole thing. So what I've decided is I've got to do better food storage. Now, the dehydrated vegetables that I have in the Lipton's cup of soup, and I've got some 700 cases of it, tastes terrible. It's inedible. It's absolutely without merit.
But it can... See, this is the argument that I have with you, General. It can help you survive.
Well, you wouldn't want to eat this stuff, Art. I went into my laboratory and... And I said to myself, how can we make this Lipton cup of soup edible so that we can survive the road warrior and the urban rioting and the fact that I can't get money out of an ATM machine, even though the year 2000 has come and gone without incident.
And what exactly was the answer?
Well, I went into the laboratory, and I hit upon the idea. I saw some water sitting in a pan, so I heated it up, and it started to boil. And guess what I did?
What?
I put the boiling water into the Lipton's cup of soup.
All right, now let me be very clear. You took Lipton's cup of soup and you put boiling water into it.
And it is now absolutely edible. It's fantastic.
That is amazing.
And it really... Somebody told me the directions were on the side of the cup. But as you know, Art, I only believe what I read on the Internet. And
well, what we are going to do, and this is fantastic... You've just heard it. If you put boiling water into the Lipton's cup of soup, it tastes like what?
Well, someone told me it tastes like vegetable soup, but I don't...
It tastes like vegetable... That is amazing. What we're going to do, if you go to our website now, and I'm going to have Eddie Munster... Go ahead, Eddie. He'll post it on the website, the directions on how to put boiling water into Lipton's cup of soup.
And but keep this in mind. Don't let the government know. Again, you put it on the web that...
Well, as you know, the government sees... The government's monitoring everything on the Internet, so now they're going to know that we know... How to put water into Lipton's cup of soup. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you this much, Art. I've tried to let their national security director know this, but she will not return my phone calls. You see, this is... Do you see?
Oh, it's absolutely clear to me that you have obviously hit upon something that the government is trying to hide from most of us. Why wouldn't they return your phone calls?
That's the question I ask. I called the Phil Hendry show. He wouldn't take my call. But why won't the National Security Director for Bush take my phone calls? Because I have vital information that you need to put boiling water into Lipton's cup of soup. And guess what?
What?
She didn't take the call.
How much more proof do we need, General?
I don't know, Art. I've been going all over the country. I'm speaking, and I'm not speaking in colleges, as you might think I would. I'm standing on a corner with a bullhorn and a sandwich board over me that says the end is near. But it's still speaking. It's...
Well, that's public speaking.
Yes, it is. It's the same. Some guys do it in colleges. I do it, near the Mission downtown.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm encouraging you on your public speaking tour to do more of that and let people know. And we will post again. Go to our website,
www.artbell.
Yeah, that's right, .com. And we'll have the directions on how to put water into lip. General Jameson, I can't thank you enough. Once again, of course, you have saved the day, and we appreciate it so much.
Well, if we can get the information out, that's all I want to do. The other thing is, of course, we now know that green lettuce tastes good with salad dressing on it. And
they didn't want us to know?
No, they did not want us to know that.
Thank you, General James. We'll have that on...
Yeah, put that on the website, too. Put dressing on salad and water into soup.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps it up for our program. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast. And this is the what is it this week? I don't know.
Remember, put the boiling water into the soup.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.